It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is William Leong. I'm the ISV evangelist for Microsoft in Silicon Valley. Today, I'm joined by Chris Tritton from Digital Persona.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thanks. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Okay, great. Can you tell me a little bit about Digital Persona and your role in that company?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm the Director of Developer Product Marketing. I'm about a year and a half new to Digital Persona. Digital Persona is the recognized world leader in fingerprint biometrics for commercial systems. Been around since 1996, well established, serving the needs of over 95 million fingerprints worldwide.
Oh, fantastic.
And we have products for enterprise fingerprint systems integrated with Active Directory. We have a consumer product for identity protection on the internet, and we also have a wide array of developer tools for integrating biometrics into commercial applications.
Okay, super. So tell me, what are biometrics good for?
What are they good for? That's a good question. So fingerprint biometrics, in addition to authenticating users for access to IT resources and applications, also provide irrefutable evidence about who was authenticated and when. This produces a really strong audit trail and increases accountability in organizations. Let me give you an example of how that would work. I'd say 30 to 40% of help desk calls are for password reset. Mm-hmm. And each one of those transactions is about $20 to $50. So with fingerprints, since everybody has them, they can't lose or forget them,
right.
Those calls just go away. And you get immediate cost savings by employing a fingerprint biometrics. Mm-hmm. Other authentication methods depend on what you know, such as passwords, or what you have, such as cards or tokens. Mm-hmm. But unlike password cards or tokens, fingerprints can't be lost, stolen, or forgotten.
Got it.
And as I said, it provides tremendous cost savings for organization. And because everybody comes pre-provisioned with fingerprints, the deployment costs are nil.
Right.
So all together, fingerprint biometrics provide strong authentication and accountability mm-hmm. while providing cost benefits for deployment and support.
Great. So who actually uses them today?
Uses them? Well, they're used across a wide variety of industries and applications, such as healthcare, finance and banking, retail, and restaurants, for instance. Let me give you a few applications to get a sense of how they're
sure.
used in industry.
Okay.
So common healthcare applications are access control to medical records, very big today,
mm-hmm.
Access control to drug depositories and dispensaries. Pharmacy workflow and quality control. There's a great many applications in healthcare. Retail, one of our largest segments, point-of-sale terminals or point-of-service terminals actually provide time and attendance functionality and loss prevention controls, all governed by fingerprints. In restaurants, fingerprints are used to expedite and streamline order entry and to prevent unauthorized transaction overrides, so again, fraud control.
I see.
Regardless of the industry or the application, the common themes are accountability, fraud protection, and higher productivity. Because fingerprint biometrics are very easy to use, it's just a touch-and-go proposition, they're readily accepted and adopted by the user community. There's very little training. Like I said, it's touch-and-go, as simple as entering an enter key or pressing an enter key.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can really think of the fingerprint biometrics from Digital Persona as the identity enter key. Very easy to use and deploy.
Excellent. So is this law enforcement or kind of James Bond kind of stuff?
That's what everybody thinks. But actually, there's really two major types of fingerprint systems. One is for large government organizations and law enforcement.
Sure.
The other is for commercial applications,
okay.
like the kind that Digital Persona provides. Mm-hmm. And each of those differ widely in method and cost. Law enforcement fingerprint systems, also known as AFIS, or automated fingerprint identification systems, they actually capture and store the fingerprint as an electronic image.
Okay.
And they store them in large databases with millions of fingerprints. Now, what I mean by full fingerprint images is that when they capture them on the fingerprint reader, they actually roll from one side of the fingerprint all the way to the other and capture the whole fingerprint. Okay. And the reason why that's so important is because in forensics, when you go to a crime scene, very rarely do you get neat, nice fingerprints. Usually they're partial, so they need all that information to hopefully match fingerprints at a crime scene to their database and solve crimes.
Okay.
Also, AFIS systems are very compute-intensive and very costly and require highly trained personnel to administer.
Okay.
So, on the other hand, commercial biometric systems, the one we offer, differ in several ways. Mm-hmm. One is we don't capture and store fingerprint images. And commercial systems like digital personas are usually used for authentication subsystems for business applications like access to networks, databases, applications, even transaction authentication.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about fingerprints. So in commercial fingerprints, fingerprint systems like digital personas, what happens, instead of storing the fingerprint image, we analyze the fingerprint and based on its individual characteristics, create an abstract representation of the fingerprint called a template. And when users enroll their fingerprints in applications, that's what gets created and stored for future verification. Commercial fingerprint systems like digital personas are also much less expensive mm-hmm. than AFIS systems okay. and are within the financial reach of all businesses, large or small.
Sure. Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about why digital persona chose Windows and .NET?
Absolutely. So most of the application developers that incorporate biometrics into the applications are business developers.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely need tools that reduce complexity, enhance their productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what .NET provides. That's what they demand. With using Visual Studio .NET and Digital Personas One Touch for Windows SDK,
mm-hmm.
It's really a drag and drop proposition. You drop
okay.
controls on the form, it's very easy. So that's exactly why we chose
okay.
.NET.
Okay, fantastic. So what does it take to add biometrics to an existing application?
So Digital Persona One Touch for Windows SDK comes with built-in controls and UI. So using VisualStudio.net,
mm-hmm.
all the developer has to do is take those controls and drag them onto the form.
Okay.
Now, they'll still need to create a database repository for the fingerprint templates, but that's a fairly easy thing to do for people that understand databases.
Okay.
So that's really... Now, I'd like... the viewers to know that there's actually a video on our website, and we'll provide the URL at the end of this presentation,
okay.
that they can go and watch and see exactly what's involved. It shows the studio and the project, and so that we'll provide that at the end of the broadcast
okay.
to let them see.
Okay, fantastic. So how do developers get started?
The easiest way for them to get started is to go to our website and download our free SDKs, One Touch for Windows SDK in this case, and join our developer forum. The SDKs come complete with documentation and code samples that can be used as is or repurposed to any application. And the developer forum is a friendly community of developers that will be happy to bring newbies along
okay.
and answer any questions. So that's the best way to get
okay.
started.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
All right,
thank
thanks.
You.
Bye-bye.